The state has been working for many years to clean up pollution from industries and sewage plants. The biggest source of pollution now is nonpoint runoff from farm fields and city streets. The new rules have been 4 years in the making, and DNR Secretary Darrell Bazell says they're a model for the nation.
These rules put in place clearly the most comprehensive set of measures in the country to reduce polluted runoff, bar none. There's no question about that. I can't overstate the importance these rules will have in providing all of us the tools that we need to really do the job in a quality way to really protect the surface waters of the state of Wisconsin.
The new rules will be enforced by the DNR and the State Agriculture Department. Sponsors say the rules overcome political and bureaucratic differences and prove the system can work. The rules cover construction sites, urban runoff, and farms. The agricultural rules are designed to limit erosion and manage manure to prevent water pollution. The state will pay farmers 70% of costs to comply with the rules. The program will cost about $500 million over the next 10 years, and the state hopes the federal government will pay half. I'm John Powell at the state capitol.